Adam Smith was a radical and a revolutionary in his time, just as those of us who preach laissez-faire are in our time. Milton Friedman. The story of modern economics began in 1776. Prior to this famous date, 6,000 years of recorded history had passed without a seminal work being published on the subject that dominated every waking hour of practically every human being: making a living. For centuries and millennia, from Roman times through the Dark Ages and the Renaissance, man struggled to survive by the sweat of his brow, often only eking out a bare existence. He was constantly guarding against premature death, disease, famine, war, and subsistence wages. Only a fortunate few, primarily rulers and aristocrats, lived a leisurely life. For the common man, little changed over the centuries. Real per capita wages were virtually the same year after year, decade after decade. In the 18th century, when the average lifespan was a mere 40 years, the English writer Thomas Hobbes rightly called the life of man solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. 1776, a prophetic year. Then came 1776, when hope and rising expectations were extended to the common working man for the first time. It was a period known as the Enlightenment, what the French called l'âge des Lumières. For the first time in history, workers looked forward to obtaining a basic minimum of food, shelter, and clothing. Even tea, a previous luxury, had become a common beverage. The celebration of America's Declaration of Independence on July 4th was one of several significant events of 1776. Imitating John Locke, Thomas Jefferson's proclamation of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as inalienable rights established the legal framework for a struggling nation that would eventually become the greatest economic powerhouse on earth, and provided the constitutional foundation of liberty, which was to be imitated around the world. A monumental book appears. 4 months earlier, an equally monumental work had been published across the Atlantic in Mother England. On March 9, 1776, the London printers William Strahan and Thomas Cottle released a 1,000-page, two-volume work entitled An Inquiry into the Nature and Causes of the Wealth of Nations. It was a fat book with a long title and was destined to have gargantuan global impact. The author was Dr. Adam Smith, a quiet, absent-minded professor who taught moral philosophy at the University of Glasgow. The Wealth of Nations was the intellectual shot heard around the world. Adam Smith, a child of the Scottish Enlightenment, had put on paper a universal formula for prosperity and financial independence which would, over the course of the next century, revolutionize the way citizens and leaders thought about and practiced economics and trade. Its publication promised a new world, a world of abundant wealth, riches beyond the mere accumulation of gold and silver. He promised that new world to everyone, not just the rich and the rulers, but the common man too. The Wealth of Nations offered a formula for emancipating the working man from the drudgery of a Hobbesian world. In sum, the Wealth of Nations was a declaration of economic independence. Certain dates are turning points in the history of mankind. The year 1776 is one of them. In that prophetic year, two vital freedoms were proclaimed: political liberty and free enterprise. And the two worked together to set in motion the Industrial Revolution. It was no accident that the modern economy began in earnest shortly after 1776.